Hello and happy Cinco de Mayo. It is Andrew McDonald here without Sam Harper. Well, for another Tognap almost daily because we missed yesterday and that's why the title is almost daily. Didn't want to miss 2 days. So here's a couple quick stories for you that I just want to go over because it seems like something to talk about. First off, studios fire back, say the WGA's mandatory staffing demands are incompatible with creativity. Basically, production companies are saying having a hiring quota is going to be bad. It's bad for creativity. What's also bad for creativity is probably having AI write shows. I mean, look, I'm a big proponent of AI. AI is cool. Things are happening. Kind of exciting times. But there's a bit of ickiness to being able to take AI, feed it 30 years of Simpsons scripts, and then spit out a new Simpsons script by just saying, hey, how about one where Homer goes on The View and becomes the new host because people love him so much. And then having like one good writer that you pay for a full-time staff job, clean it up, script doctor it, and be like, but by the way, you didn't actually write all this. You were a part-time writer because the studio wrote it, or the AI that we ran the script through first wrote it for the studio. Yeah, there's a lot of problems here. And I think this writer strike is probably gonna be a bit messier than the 2007 one, which arguably happened because of the incomingness of streaming, which was going to affect the world and change everything, and did. AI and other things, and, you know, basically the fallover from streaming being on this whole time, people not getting residuals, is still a problem. So it's going to be messy, because unfortunately Hollywood can very easily, and streaming services as a whole, can just grab content from anywhere in the world now and screw over American writers even more. So let's hope for the best. Moving on to the next thing, Spider-Verse. The sequel is one of the longest animated films ever, which is saying a lot. But yes, apparently it's going to be 136 minutes. That's 2 hours and 16 minutes. That's not quite Endgame, but it's pretty daggone close. The Spider-Verse is swinging for the fences. They are looking to make a spider epic for animated films. Needless to say, I'm probably not taking my kids to this because while she sat through the Mario movie, I'm not sure she's gonna make it through this. And I tried to watch Spider-Verse once with her and she thought it was scary 10 minutes in. So yeah, probably not, but excited for Spider-Verse. I'll probably watch it when it comes to my home, but yeah. Moving on to one of our last topics, well, one of our two last. Discord announces forced name changes, pisses everybody off. Basically, Discord, big chat service, super popular. I use it all the time to talk about nonsense. Has had an interesting way of handling names. You pick a name, it assigns you the name, and then it adds numbers at the end of the prefix. So if there's someone else out in the universe who has that name, the same name can coexist. Discord is not going to basically say, no, everyone gets one name. You get the name. Is it even on a server or is it anywhere? Totally. Every Discord name is user-sensitive, case has 4 digits at the end of it, yada, yada, yada. Not content, they're going to make the change. So preferred name across Discord. So it's going to be basically, yeah, across everything. So one name, one change, one thing. So from a privacy standpoint, I'm sure there are people out there who don't want their one name associated with every Discord they're friends of. Because, you know, I'm sure there are some, you know, embarrassing Discords, but probably some also terrible, like awful, awful Discords out there. So that's going to suck. But yeah, needless to say, reactions have not been kind. Discord name change is a backward step. Discord username, it's like your phone number was changed. And they said, hey, your phone number is your name. This is for convenience. Hope it helps. This blog post sucks so much. These two things have never happened to anyone on the planet. When I need to post my full Discord username, I just paste it from Discord. If I want to show someone my name, I load up my phone. Yeah, needless to say, people are not happy about this. We'll see. Maybe it'll get turned over, or maybe this will go through, because, you know, what else are you going to use if you're not using Discord? You're going to go to Slack? You're going to go to Teams? You're not going to go to that, so we'll see. And last but not least, Teenage Mutant Turtles, Splintered Fate. Looks like a Ninja Turtle game that's like Hades. Okay, I didn't know about this until like a few minutes before we started. Super excited. Hades, honestly, game of the year last year. I don't care what won, actually, in truth. It was God of War, Ragnarok, I think, for most places. No, it was Hades. Hades was game of the year. And the idea that we're going to get a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game that's like Hades? Roguelike Ninja Turtles game? sounds amazing. I don't know who's making this. Super Evil Mega Corp, the studio behind MOBA hits like Vainglory and Catalyst Black. I've never played either of those. The game is available now through Apple Arcade and playable on Apple TV, iOS, and Mac computers. I'm sorry. This game is out. Cool. Well, that was Tognup Daily, totally original Geek News podcast. Well, almost daily. And I hope you enjoyed. And we'll see you on Monday when there's more news to talk about, because part of this week was kind of boring. I'm going to go play this before I go pick up my kids. Later.